Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said today Saddam Hussein no longer controls much of Iraq. Rumsfeld said the regime is increasingly isolated, with its options running out. For an overview of the day's events, we turn now to NPR's Jennifer Ludden. Jennifer, what is the Pentagon's assessment of where this operation stands now?
Well, officials said that U.S.-led forces are in and around Baghdad. They won't say where they are, but as night fell in Baghdad, a Reuters correspondent reported seeing U.S. soldiers and armored vehicles at the Republican Presidential Palace there on the west side of the Tigris River in central Baghdad. General Myers, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said the message for being in the city is twofold. One, he said, we're in there and this regime is gone. Second, he said, the point is to exploit the sites, to find documents or whatever else is there that could lead to other regime targets or possible weapons sites. There was, as we've been hearing, resistance to U.S.-led forces. One attack killed two soldiers and two members of the media, but Myers called these only sporadic attacks. He said there are now more than 7,000 Iraqi POWs. More and more are surrendering. Over the weekend, of course, the U.S. secured Baghdad's airport, and a C-130 cargo plane has landed there, so that could quickly become a way to bring in more troops and supplies. Essentially, Iraqis are paying a much heavier toll with this confrontation. There are reports that hospitals there are filled with wounded. At least 2,000 soldiers are reported dead by U.S. officials, and apparently some civilians today. Bombs destroyed three homes in an upscale residential neighborhood. The U.S. Central Command has not claimed responsibility, but they say they're investigating.
Now, there are reports that the U.S. may have found, and I stress, may have found, chemical weapons. What do you know about that?
Well, earlier today, NPR's John Burnett was told by a senior Marine Corps commander that U.S. forces had discovered a number of rockets with warheads containing chemical weapons. That report has not been confirmed by the Pentagon. However, U.S. officials have cited the discovery of suspicious chemicals, apparently in 50-gallon drums that are in a warehouse along the Euphrates River southwest of Baghdad. They're not calling it a smoking gun. They say the contents of the barrels are being analyzed, and it could be days before it's known what's in them. On a somewhat related note, though, they did express confidence that they had killed a man known as Chemical Ali when they attacked his home in Basra. Ali Hassan al-Majid is a first cousin of Saddam Hussein, and he is alleged to have ordered a chemical attack on Kurds in northern Iraq back in 1988.
And then, I gather, was involved in suppressing the Shiite uprising in and around Basra in 1991 as well. By the way, did John Burnett earlier, in talking about this report of shells or missiles, he had mentioned earlier in the day, was it sarin and mustard gas?
That's right, and Tabin, I think, is the other gas apparently cited.
On another matter, General Franks, the CENTCOM commander, I gather he has now visited Iraq.
CENTCOM spokesman says the general made three stops in Iraq, did not give much more detail than that, though apparently he was sighted in the southern Shiite city of Najaf. Certainly, one is sensing a feeling that despite the fighting in Baghdad, that elsewhere there may be an easing of the threat against U.S.-led forces. At least some of the Marines approaching Baghdad from the southeast were allowed to take off their cumbersome protective gear meant to protect them from a chemical or biological attack.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden filling us in on the news of the day from the war in Iraq.